Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein. Senator Bill Cassidy is speaking out after a CDC panel voted to remove the universal recommendation for the hepatitis B vaccine immediately after birth. Cassidy, who's a medical doctor by trade, says decisions like these ought to be about protecting children's health.
It should not be about an ideology or a hostility on the basis of a personal prejudice.
Because the vaccine had been recommended, insurance providers had covered it. Cassidy says with the change in recommendation, that's now in limbo. The holiday season can be a stressful time for many people. The Louisiana Surgeon General's office says it's okay not to be okay, and the 988 helpline is available if you need help. Holly Howitt, the interim assistant secretary of the Office of Behavioral Health, says the office operates two 988 call centers, one in North Louisiana and one in New Orleans.
They're both Louisiana companies, and they're hiring local people, they're trained in local people, and so they're able to respond from within the state.
LRN.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Do you always have sports betting on your mind? Sometimes you ignore the signs, even when they're right in front of you. Problem gambling isn't always easy to spot. Know the signs. Set your limit. Learn more about healthy gambling habits by visiting GamblingSignsLA.org or by texting or calling 877-770-STOP for free confidential help now.
Global technology company SLB announces plans to expand its technology center at the former GM assembly plant in Shreveport, resulting in hundreds of new jobs.
Today, we are here to announce our continued investment in the community, and more importantly, the expansion of our operation here in Shreveport.
That's SLB Data Center's director, Andrew Johnson, who says their $30 million investment will result in 600 new jobs, adding to the 660 employees they currently have. Paige Carter with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development says this partnership with SLB is exactly what they are trying to build statewide.
Long-term relationships with companies that grow with us, that innovate with us, and believe in the potential of our regions and our people.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Here we go again. Powerball mania is gripping Louisiana and the country. There have been no jackpot winners since the September 6th drawing, so the estimated jackpot for tomorrow's drawing is $930 million. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.